Hello, everybody. Welcome to a very special edition of Shit Gamers Say. It's a commentary track.
How is this going to work, Joe?
So, first, the movie. Me and Peter are going to be watching Dead Rising Watchtower. The movie is available free online at crackle.com. What we're doing right now is we are currently stopped 10 seconds into the movie right after the, what is the studio? Was that Legendary? What is that studio with the weird Gaelic symbol?
I don't know. I'm at 10 seconds.
We're at 10 seconds. There's a logo. It fades right to black afterwards. So right now we're staring at a black screen and we're online on crackle.com. I'll post the URL in the description just so everyone knows where to go and is on the same page. This movie has commercials. What we and Peter are both doing is running ad block, so it's going to be a straight movie. Like, we're just going to be watching it straight.
Because otherwise, who knows, like, we might get commercials of different lengths, and that would fuck it up, so...
Exactly. It would be a total shit show. So, if you can, if you're watching the movie along with us, which I hope you are, enable ad block. Make sure those commercials are not going to be playing. And... better yet, if you can get a hold of an actual, like, just the movie itself.
Yeah,
and
we
not
probably
should have
just downloaded the movie. But we're doing this, like, yeah, we're just going for it.
Fuck it, we're doing it live. This was a spur-of-the-moment thing, and I have had zero preparation. I don't know anything about this movie. Do you know anything about this movie, Peter?
All I knew was that news story that we shared a few months ago about it, like, being made.
Yeah. So it exists is all we know about it, and it's Dead Rising Watchtower. I don't know the premise at all. I know there's a few characters from the actual game. It's 2 hours. It's a doozy. And I guess real quick, what is our experience with Dead Rising?
So I have not played a Dead Rising game, even though I really, really want to. I really need to. I have a 360 now, except that's a dumb excuse. I've had a 360 for 2 years now, but yeah, I need to go pick up Dead Rising 1 and try that thing out, because everyone, I mean, it's one of those where there's some weird bits, but pretty much everyone, the consensus is it's a game that you should at least try out.
Mm-hmm, and I'm in the same boat. So, actually, that'll make this interesting, because there's just going to be some idiots watching fan service to shit that they don't have any fandom for.
No.
So, So expect us to kind of meander off and talk about stupid bullshit, but we'll try to watch the movie. So, with that, I think we should begin. It's fucking 2 hours. Oh, my God. So... I'm going to initiate a countdown, and when everyone's ready, you'll hit play while on the 10-second mark, all right? So, 3, 2, 1...
Wait, is it on 1 or on go?
You son of a bitch. You're literally worse than Hitler. Hitler had more foresight than this. Now I need to realign myself.
Jesus, okay.
All right, it was going to be on go.
Okay.
If I misspoke, I apologize. The Legendary logo, yep, that's what it is. So right as the Legendary logo fades to black. Hang on, I'm gonna see if I can pop on some subtitles. Just in case, so I don't miss a thing. And I'm gonna turn on some of the volume. Because I just realized I have, like, no way of hearing this.
Should I have the subtitles on?
You know what? I mean, it's up to you. I prefer subtitles on.
I can always turn them on the fly.
Yeah, I'm going to try to turn on some sound and see if I can, like, just listen in as well, because I think acting is an important thing to criticize.
Yeah. Especially with these direct-to-streaming platform movies.
Like, is this the new brave world we're living in?
Is this the new direct-to-video? That's what I want to know.
It seems like it. So, all right, so... on go, I'm going to count from 3, 2, 1, go, and then we're at the 10-second mark, so we'll hit play. All right?
Okay.
Sounds Are we good. All on the same page?
I'm on this page.
Okie doke. Awesome. So, 3, 2, 1, go. And now we see a bunch of arrows pointing everywhere.
Contradiction.
Contradiction Legendary presents some French digital.
Oh my.
We're already dropping shit references that I don't know. They take Zombrex?
Yeah, Zombrex is the stuff that stops the zombies.
Okay, so wait, you haven't played any of them, but how familiar are you with, like, any of the lore?
I've listened to so many game podcasts, so I know, like, everything.
All right. So, I mean, at least you have some knowledge going in. I have no idea about, like, the backstory.
The premise of the game is that you're... There's Zombrex. You're basically protecting some girl. You're stuck in a mall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what, you're a you're Frank West in the first one?
Yeah, you're a photographer for a paper.
Oh, God. Oh, that's great. Yes. It's a weird... I was, Jared was over here last week, and I ended up showing him those, like, prank videos of people dressed up as clowns late at night, like, killing people. I'm not sure if you've ever seen those videos.
No.
That's what reminded me of that. It actually freaked Jared out. He's afraid of clowns.
Oh, no.
Let it be known.
Take that.
So far, these effects aren't too bad.
No, they actually...
Cinematography seems all right. Oh, God.
First person.
And then you just have the meandering clown.
Here, take okay. This random-ass toaster.
This is great. All right. Okay, this is good.
So this is actually true to the game in that you pick up random shit and throw it at zombies.
Yeah, exactly. That's. Oh, wait, I just realized his shirt.
Oh,
Look at the dude's shirt.
Oh,
it has the bomb.
I forget
from
his
Mega
name.
Man. Oh, shit. I forget their names, too. The Tron Bonds, I think, is what they're called from Mega Man Legends and somehow have persisted into Capcom.
So hopefully there's a ton of different Capcom Easter eggs in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far it seems, like, well put together. I think the one issue I can see going into this movie is it's going to have scenes longer than they need to be.
Oh, totally.
Because already nothing has happened, really, other than him, like, dealing with this cop, which would explain the two-hour mark.
I mean, you know, we're always dealing with cops in a way.
Oh, that got too deep for me. I do like that camera behind the gun is actually pretty interesting. Oh, no.
Squeaky, squeaky.
Uh-oh. Idiot. Why does no one count the bullets? Am I the only one who does that? Oh, there it goes. And now it's over, right? This how it ends?
Oh, if this is like a flashback.
Spoiler, I think this dude dies, actually. Yeah, I think he's gone. Huh. I'm cautiously optimistic about what I've gotten myself into.
A few days earlier, just like in the game.
Do you know, did it take place in Oregon?
I can't remember. No, I don't know exactly where it takes place. I just know it takes place in a mall.
You're going to be the one that I, like, just casually go to with questions, and you're probably not going to be able to answer 90% of them.
Oh, no. I just know the basic premise. And, like, you pee to save.
Yeah.
So if he keeps peeing everywhere, then we know that they've definitely taken the game into account.
Yeah, I was wondering about just looking. Like, it's not a huge deal. I just know that there's been, like, a lot of... Again, not the same company, but when they made the Silent Hill... What am I looking at? There's a baby! What's up, Peter?
I fucked up.
What did you do?
I thought I could turn on the closed captioning, and then it paused the video.
Well, I'm still watching it, and you're just, like, talking about the virus. So, if you can get to 5:30 real fast, and then I'll let you know when to hit play.
Okay.
So... Yeah, Peter's not going to join me, so right now I'll fill you in. There's a stadium, and people are going to the stadium, and they're apologizing for delays. Oh, okay, they're distributing Zombrex to people at a stadium. And I guess the evacuation buses are expected shortly.
Okay, tell me when you get to 5:30.
Yep, I'll inform you. It's going to be in, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So, yeah, now you see Chase, someone's wasting each other's time and yours in False Alarmville, USA, and then he makes a kissy face. Do you see what I see?
I see him with a reporter.
Yep, that's it. We're there.
Okay, cool.
Chase Carter here for Hit Point Something inside the quarantine zone. Yeah, so... Wait, okay, so... Carter. Is he a main character?
Carter?
Do we know him?
I don't...
This dude who's talking to the reporter.
No, this... I don't know this guy.
All right, because he dropped a name and I wasn't, like... God hates zombies.
I know Frank West.
Yeah, everyone knows Frank West. So, Zombrex... Okay, so is Zombrex is perpetuating the virus, right?
I think Zombrex is what fixes the virus.
Okay, so that's the antidote. That would make sense. I wasn't sure if it was like this thing where it's like, we have the antidote, and then it just kills everybody, you know?
That might be what... I don't know. All I know is that Zombrex is good.
Zombrex is a good drug.
But maybe there's a twist where it's like, oh, fuck, it's not good.
I'm Chase Carter.
Aye.
Wait, did he say Hit Point Digital?
Yeah.
Aw, damn it. Is that a thing in the game?
Hit points?
Hit Point Digital. Like, I'm not sure if this is a... I'm not sure if the movie is referencing
none
the game
these...
or if the game is referencing itself and is reflected in the movie.
None of these are referencing things that I know from the game right now. So.
All right. Crystal, do you know Crystal?
I don't know of this Crystal.
Do you think the government has abandoned you?
I keep looking at his tie. What's up with his tie?
His tie is a solid blue shade. Just to remind you, God hates zombies.
Nah.
I can't actually disagree with this man and his God hates zombie sign.
They terrify her.
Yep.
Good job.
I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a lot of filler. The next Frank West.
He's going to be the next Frank West.
So this is post-Frank West.
I guess so.
They made a casual reference that this was like the third or something outbreak.
Oh.
Like apparently this has happened before.
Wait, no, shit. Okay, I don't know anything about Dead Rising 2 or 3.
Well, great.
Is this
you
just retelling
us.
Dead Rising 3 if that's the third outbreak? I don't know.
Well, that's the thing is I'm not sure. I actually need to go back and check, but I wasn't sure if it said it was the third outbreak or this was after the last three outbreaks.
Hmm.
I'm not sure if this is in a post-Dead Rising 3 world, but it might be Dead Rising 3.
Because I know each Dead Rising game has a different main character.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking
at
Chris
Carter
right now.
We're just going to keep about the games this entire time.
As it should be.
This is canon.
So wait, how much I'm guessing a lot of collaboration with Capcom in this then. Like,
I mean,
this isn't some like Uwe Boll bullshit where they just handed it off to a director and the director made it.
I have no idea. I mean, I would expect that just because they've done a lot of that with the Resident Evil series. So they're experienced with this whole making a video game movie.
So I'm trying to figure out more about Chris Carter. And this is funny enough, Dead Rising 3 Chaos Rising was reviewed by a Chris Carter of Destructoid.
What?
This is bullshit. I don't understand. That's a really weird coincidence.
That is... I'm alarmed. This guy is changing!
Oh, I'm sorry. This dude is named Chase Carter. Okay. No, the guy in the movie is Chase Carter.
Okay, okay.
So, Chase Carter, real name, Chase Krabowski, is the main protagonist in Dead Rising Watchtower. So, he's not, like, part of any of the games. I did.
The Zombrex is not working anymore. See,
they've become immune.
Did I call it? Did I call it or what?
I mean, how else would we have gotten our patient zero? It's always a homeless man too. a very pretty looking homeless man.
Yeah, he's got the flowing locks. He's got the nice beard.
What the fuck is that doctor wearing underneath his like white lab coat?
Oh, I need to.
It's like this fucking splotchy green white. Like, it's like something you would see on a 1960s drape.
Oh, I need to see this.
I need to see...
Zooming in on this guy.
These camera angles are actually really interesting. I'm like... It's just still shaky as shit. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I'm about to throw up, but...
Yeah. Shaky cam has gotten a little out of hand lately.
Because it puts you in the action, man. Lets you know how you're supposed to feel. You're supposed to be panicking.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, just punch him. Was that even a zombie, or was that just a random dude?
Well, that
just like, get the fuck out of my way, there's a zombie.
I've noticed these zombies are taking much faster than in, like, most other zombie canon.
Yeah.
You know? Like, generally, it's
a long
24-hour thing, yeah.
Yeah. In tradition with the game, just he's picking up random shit and shoving it into them.
I like their commitment.
Me too.
Ah! See, look at that shirt! Look at that fucking shirt!
Yeah!
It's like a fucking pseudo-Hawaiian shirt. I don't understand. I'm taking this woman. She's mine now. The fact that he hasn't even tried to bite her yet. Very mysterious.
They just like messing with people. My car!
I just realized he just yelled, fuck. Does this have a rating? Like, did they have to go through
it's not rated.
Ratings board? It's not rated? Yeah, because it was like straight to online release.
Yeah, well, it says right here not rated, so we might see some real shady shit.
Oh, yeah. Naked zombies. Hot zombie mod.
Were you around when me and Jessica watched that zombie strippers movie on Netflix?
I think you had a lot to say about that. I was not there for that.
That movie was gross.
I can imagine. Yeah,
It tried to fetishize these zombie strippers that had, like, body parts missing and shit.
Gross.
It was disgusting.
I think it would have been one of those movies where you're like, yeah, this is a ridiculous thing me and Jessica watched, and I would have been like, I'm glad I wasn't a part of this.
Yeah, that was exactly what it was.
Oh my god!
In game
art, he wrote a book.
What? It's Frank West. Oh my god. I wish I had any connection to this character at all.
Is that the guy who does Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad?
I wish
Hang
I had
on.
Watched Breaking
I need,
Bad.
I need to look at the cast for this movie.
They eat people. I found this out from lots of research.
I kind of wish I had played it now just to see if I could, like, if that interaction just there is reflective of how Frank West typically acts.
Me too. Damn it.
You know, we made a lot of mistakes going into this. So the guy who plays Frank West is a Rob Riggle.
Yeah. Yeah, punch him. I mean, jab him. Oh, God. That's so much jabbing. First person plank technology.
Yeah, he's done a lot of shit, but I was stupid. That's not the dude who played Soul. I don't know. His long nose kind of made me. I don't know. I'm really bad at identifying actors and actresses. Like, embarrassingly so, where I'll say shit, and then I'll be like, everyone will be like, "Are you stupid?" And I'll be like, "I don't follow Hollywood. I'm sorry."
There are a few that it's like they're so recognizable, but other than that, I tend to. There's a lot of actors that look very similar.
Yeah, I think that's the problem I have, because this guy has been in a lot of shit. He's been in, like, Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
He's been in The Office. He's been Family Guy. He's clearly notable. Dumb and Dumber 2, 22, 21 Jump Street, The Internship, Guys.
That's another series I need to watch, the Jump Street movies.
21 Jump Street is fucking hilarious.
I need to see it.
It's a good movie. Like, yeah, I haven't seen 22, but I think they kind of take it in good fun in that they're rehashing the same plot, except with a college setting. It's kind of like what The Hangover Part 2 failed to do.
He's going to chop this guy's arm off. Oh,
do
no,
it.
He didn't.
No, he just dragged him along.
Oh, no, he's still got him.
Do it.
Yeah.
And then the hand's just going to be wiggling around. Yes.
Man, if that hand, like, was still grabbing him even after it got chopped off.
The Stranger. So now the outbreak has happened. Oh, do you think they're going to, like, mod this minivan? Or this van?
They,
like,
need to.
Put a cow catcher on the front with spikes and shit.
They do that in the game, so I hope so.
Exactly. Okay, see, I want to see how fucking weird they get with this. Because, you know, they've already done it where he's, like, throwing shit at people and he's wearing the Tron Bond shirt.
Oh. Dude, if they, like, enlist Frank West, like, dude, we need you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I'm a badass. Just want to remind you.
I'm Frank West. I survived the first apocalypse. Yeah. The vibe I got from Frank West, at least in the first game, is he's kind of like not an egomaniac, but he's kind of a little bit full of himself.
Yeah.
At least that's what I, like, remember from what limited scenes I've seen. Let me get back to hit point. I need graphics now. It's kind of like a double meaning. She wants him alive, and she wants him live.
Oh.
I guarantee you when they were writing. I guarantee you when they were writing out that line, they thought that. Like, I know it's like seems like I'm reading into it, but I guarantee you someone thought that.
Probably, yeah. The Zombrex is useless now. The virus has morphed.
I'm trying to get a read on some of the acting.
Seems all right. I don't know.
It's not offensive. Yeah, it's not like... I think...
Is this the first Crackle original movie?
You should look that up. I'm not actually sure. I don't go to Crackle. What is Crackle anyway? Like, what
Crackle,
is the site we're on?
Crackle is owned by Sony.
That's actually really weird now.
It's like their free movie platform.
Huh. It doesn't function as a YouTube. It's just like it's all free produced movies.
It's like Hulu, but there's no, like, upgrade option. It's just everything's free.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard about Crackle, but nothing is ever on Crackle. So.
Okay, so. They've got Seinfeld.
Great.
Their first original movie came out in November of 2013.
Okay, what movie was that?
Extraction.
Dead Space.
It's just called Extraction.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Slow-mo brick to the face. Okay, see, okay. From what limited dialogue I've seen come out of Chase Carter's mouth, he seems a little, like, a little tone deaf. Like, he's not, he's bordering the line between, like, I'm good enough to be on television, but maybe this is too much for me. But I think the production value on this movie seems really good.
Which, I think that's definitely a thing of cameras have got, like, good cameras have gotten really cheap more recently. Which basically just brings the quality of all films up, which I'm happy with.
Well, yeah, and that, and they actually, like, there's some good editing with the slow-mo and some of the first, and the GoPro-ish camera angles. So
I bet you they had a ton of cameras that they just strapped to things and, like, used, like the Crank guys, those Crank movies, they would literally duct tape the cameras onto stuff and then blow the camera up, but they would take the SD card out of it and have the film from it.
Yeah, and they would just, like, have a bunch of roll to choose from.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is I feel like the acting, like, is not bad, it's not offensive, it seems a little flat, so it just kind of, it's like the production value is so above standard that it just, like, it kind of, like, shows the flaws elsewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when people start acting, it's like, oh, I just realized this was a straight-to-internet movie. Even though, like, it so far can pass production-wise as a theater film. I should have got some damn popcorn.
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
I should have gotten a Frank West trophy. Okay. Okay.
A baseball bat. All right.
No. Oh, and there's just a chainsaw just kind of hanging out there.
This is great. Like, I just kind of like it how they're just kind of embracing the improvisational nature of the entire series. A weapon? What weapons? Yes.
What? I just have this machete here. Don't mind me.
I don't know, man.
They're going to strap that machete onto the...
Yes!
This is straight up Dead Rising where you can make your own weapons. Okay.
So that's another point that I need to make. I think they're doing so far a good job of translating gimmicks from the game into the movie.
They really are.
Without it being overbearing. Because, like... Like,
it's better than with Doom where they literally just had a segment where it's like, oh, it's in first person.
Yeah, that's kind of like down your throat. Another example, I think one of the things that I think hurt Silent Hill, specifically Silent Hill 2, is they adhered so strictly to the game that there was far more like moving segments than there were dialogue. And the dialogue that did exist felt like kind of forced. It's like, we need to have talking now. The context in which we are placed, there, why would there be talking? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those things where they tried to shoehorn elements and storyboards from the game into the movie, and it became a lesser product because of it. Fortunately, this is not the case for this, because it does not actually follow a specific game. But yeah, also not being down your throat with bullshit.
Seems smart. We are praising this movie a lot. I don't know. This is going down a rabbit hole that I don't know.
I mean, it's...
It's all right.
It's tolerable. I mean, give it another hour.
Yeah.
Because there's going to come a... I mean, I think it also helps that we're talking over this entire movie
now. Oh, yeah. I'm, like, barely paying attention.
Yeah, like, I know the gist of what's happening. And I know they, like... Yeah, they just, like, let those poor Asian people... out, and they're still banging on the door, but they're trying to kill the zombies. But yeah, if we were just watching this like silently, this would be probably a lot less interesting.
By the way, that lady has a Windows phone.
Really? Product place. Wait a minute. Does Sony still makes phones? Yes.
Sony, yeah. They've been trying to cut back on that stuff, but they just can't help themselves. Like, honestly, they should cancel, like, half their products, but they aren't.
I'm guessing their phones run Android, then?
I think their phone, I think they run Android. They might have a Windows phone line.
I just realized how fucked this was. Just okay, so I immediately jumped to Sony because this is on Crackle.
Yeah.
And then I realized, wait, Dead Rising is a Microsoft IP.
Well,
or is it? No, it's Capcom.
No, it's Capcom. 3 was exclusive to Microsoft, but I think that's just because they gave up a butt ton of money.
Wasn't 1 exclusive as well? I thought the first one was exclusive.
Actually, you're right. The first one and the third
two
one
was
were.
The only one.
Yeah, 2 was multi-platform.
So, okay, so but that would explain the Windows phone then.
They don't really have any, like, it's not owned by Microsoft, just I think Microsoft gave them a ton of money, so they're like, yeah, sure, we'll make it exclusive for you guys.
Or either gave them a ton of money or they funded the development.
One of those. Oh,
I
this
mean,
lady,
tomato, tomato.
This lady is acting.
I don't think I can. Put down the phone. Who does that? Who just puts down phones?
Well, it is a Windows phone. I'd put it down, too.
So, I inadvertently tried to, like, cut off my own toenail with my finger. And I think I may have cut too deep.
What?
And now I have, like, this really rank hangnail. Oh, it hurts. Okay, I'm fine.
Blood everywhere. The zombie apocalypse is happening in real life now.
No, I'm good. That was scary. I'm glad I got through that. Oh, God. No, it's still there. The hangnail is still...
Hit points.
Wait, what does the UBN stand for?
Something news.
Uwe no, Boll News.
Oh, God. Network. Do you? So this guy's like a host now. He's so famous.
Well, wasn't he a reporter before?
I guess so.
That was the whole premise of the first one.
I guess he was a reporter. I always think about him as a photographer because you take photos, but I guess a reporter is also a photographer.
I mean, yeah, no, you don't put photographers on network news. I think he's just like a guest correspondent right now because he's the only one with experience in this debauchery. Yeah. Peter, I think I might like this movie.
Oh my god. Yeah. This.
I can't even. She's putting fucking lawnmower blades on a trash can, make a shield. Orange juice. I know. We all know what kind
scurvy.
Of orange juice that is. We all know what kind of orange juice that is.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
It's Tropicana.
Very distinct. Bottle. And they have to hide that the Jiffy logo on that peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Serious talk.
Great back and forth. Great. Okay.
Here, let me take a picture of you. I put my spank bank.
That really went from like 0 to 60. It's like, hey, I think you should talk about your daughter now. You know, the one that's dead.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay. And now it's like, video camera. And now she's just making a fucking sandwich while trying to like talk.
Is this like foreshadowing that she's gonna like kill somebody with that knife?
Probably.
Like she's like pointing that thing everywhere.
I just don't. Okay, see, okay, this is bad. Not like.
Yeah.
How you're like, how they so casually went from like, you should talk about your dead daughter. And now she's talking about her dead daughter like immediately. And she's just like, I'm just not feeling it, man. Girl, you ain't sad. You wanted your daughter to be dead.
Oh, man.
You wanted to leave your husband. That's what this is all coming out to. That's the sinister side to all of this, isn't it?
She's talking a lot.
Too much. Mellow. drama.
Frank West has been nailing it, though.
Oh, yeah, no, Frank West is great, but he's an actual actor with credentials.
Oh, gee. You think that, okay, what if that guy played the game and he was like, I gotta be Frank West in this movie?
I would hope that they've at least, like, observed some of the source material. I mean, it wouldn't probably be difficult, though, to be like, yeah, we're just making a straight-up zombie movie, and they'll be like, okay, yeah, I know how those work.
Yeah.
Why would you pour my jelly like that, you stupid bitch? Why, spread it out, goddammit. Why would you put it on the peanut butter side? Put it on the bread. There's two bread and a sandwich.
Jesus, yeah.
What an idiot. Fucking stupid idiot.
Oh, he just rolled it up like a
fucking
taco.
Taco PB&J? That's not a thing.
We have to ration the bread. We can only use one.
That actually might be a fair argument. I don't know. I don't even give a shit. Yeah, I think this movie is at its best when it's just, like, the action.
Yeah.
So this melodrama is just kind of, like, dragging me down real fast. I thought he was going to hand her a gun. He's yeah. like, I want to save at least one person today. Hey, do you know how to use this gun to kill people?
Oh, it's a needle. Okay.
Is that, like, what kind of needle?
I don't know. Oh, wait, no, it's a swab. Okay.
Oh.
We must test you.
Strep throat. Then we're going to have to kill you.
I'm HIV positive. I hope this doesn't test for that.
I was about to say, it's like, that's... What if I'm positive? Well, you goddamn know what's going to happen if you're positive, girl. The fact that you haven't turned into a zombie yet, though, I think is telling.
Yeah,
so.
The transformation seems pretty quick in this movie.
Mm-hmm. He's I think he has sleeping. A hammer in his hand.
Yeah. That zombie is acting real good. That
yeah,
actor.
That's a
commendable.
Pretty shit zombie. Yeah, that's not good. Can't even drag your foot right.
He looks like he's on a skateboard, just pushing himself on the board.
Yeah, he's like, I just got these new pair of shoes, so I don't want to drag my feet, scuff them. Can I just, like, do this weird, like, skater lunge? And they're like, yeah, sure, whatever, fucking kid. Probably won't even use you in the movie. And yeah. then they tried to edit him out, and it's like, oh, fuck, we've, like, edited 45 minutes out of this movie, and we're down to, like, an hour 25. We need to bulk it up a bit. Let's just keep all the B-roll back in. Put it all back in.
Is this lady infected?
Oh, she's a heroin addict, clearly.
Oh.
I don't actually know. Probably. I think that's the twist here. That's the conflict. Because before, they were just kind of, like, bitchy with each other, but now it's, like, apparent that there's a reason for him to kill her. Oh, this is like the loss of innocence. He's going to be like, I have to kill you now, and I will be a sad sack until the like peak of the movie, and then that's when I redeem myself.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't
She's not happy
know.
About it either.
No one's happy. Oh, God, this was supposed to be a fun movie, and now it's just, like, melodrama.
This hammer. I kill with this hammer. Oh.
Fuck this shirt.
I can't live with this.
I can't do this. The blood, it won't come out.
I can't. Oh, I'm so wet. Why did I wipe myself with this water?
But at least I still am maintaining a perfect 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, this guy could be an underwear model.
I think they picked him because he's pretty.
He's real pretty.
He's very pretty.
I've had that problem too.
Oh, God. Gross. Is that what happens when it's, like, a prescription drug? Do we still call it shooting up at that point?
I don't know.
I guess so.
She's different.
She thinks she's infected, but in reality, she's carrying the antidote, and she's taking the Zombrex because she thinks she needs to take the Zombrex.
That could be it. That could totally be...
It's like a girl who thinks she needs to take the pill, but actually, it's she's just been pregnant the whole time, and like, she can't get pregnant.
This is just the plot from The Last of Us.
Well, Ellie, it looks like we really are The Last of Us. End in a climax where he just like bursts out, kills the doctor that are trying to extract the antidote from this girl, and then they just kind of ride off into the sunset into the wilderness of, what was it, Wyoming? No,
I don't know.
I forget where they were at, or was it Colorado? I fucking forget.
They went across the country. You woke me up. Oh God.
You didn't drink your goddamn Tropicana orange juice.
The shit ain't cheap.
It's an apocalypse. We gotta enjoy this shit while it lasts.
It's a skin condition. Jeez, leave me alone. What?
There are others like you. Others with HIV. I just want to see a fan edit of this movie where they just take all mentions of Zombrex, or they just like remove all the zombies from this and just like dub over it with like HIV nonsense.
Totally. Oh my God. That'd be pretty funny.
AIDS are funny, guys.
Somebody do this.
Somebody, please, anybody.
I came up with an idea for a video I want to do, Joe.
What's the idea for the video you want to do?
So the idea is that, I'm a big Spider-Man fan, and my name's also Peter, so like Peter Parker. So the idea would be that I would take different action scenes from the various Spider-Man films and try to recreate them as me, but like do it very poorly.
Dancing scene from Spider-Man 3.
No, like not that kind of action scene. More like ones that are actually like good scenes. Then I would fuck them up. So like
upside an example, down kissing, and you just fall on your head.
That was one. Another example is there's this one scene where he gets like knocked back, and then he grabs a telephone pole or like a light pole or whatever, and like uses it to like flip around on. But I would try to flip around on a light pole and just fall on my face or something.
Just do the Family Guy ragdoll where it's like you just hit and just fall flat on the ground.
Yeah,
and don't move. Maybe if you could actually like, we need better cameras.
Yeah. Once I have money.
That's going to be like, okay, so like it's like we're like progressing towards a point like, okay, we start off with the low end of, we got these cheap ass microphones, cheap ass web cameras, and now once we get a job, like pretty soon we're just going to wake up one day and be like, there's a fucking movie studio in this room of my house.
That's what I hope
for. How did this get here?
No, I can't wait till I have a job, cuz I'm going to buy some nicer stuff. I'm already getting excited to like buy like a nice microphone and get a nice camera.
Mm-hmm. I need to look into actual like video production cameras. Like I don't necessarily need a photography camera. Like I'm not a super photo buff like
totally.
My dad, but I would want some actual like good recording video. Stuff.
You can get like a really nice camera for just a few hundred dollars at this point. Like the prices have come down substantially.
Mm-hmm. Who do I know that? I know this voice from somewhere.
Yeah. This guy has been in stuff before.
Is he the State Auto guy?
Yes! Oh my God!
Or the Allstate?
It has to be.
No, it doesn't have to be.
It could just be another black guy.
What's this guy's name? I wasn't paying attention. God damn it. And this is where we would put a commercial break, if we had any. Oh, they had the firebombing countdown from, like, Dead Rising 3.
Oh.
That actually may have been in the other two. Do you know? Like, there was a time limit in the other two.
Each of those games had time limits, and I guess the idea was that there was this kind of choice you had to make of whenever you died, you could either reload at the same point, but, like, lose your stuff, or you could restart at the beginning of the game and keep all your things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're always going to restart the game, right? Like, I guess the idea was that you keep replaying the game over and over again, getting stronger until you could go through it in one kind of, one, you know, long stretch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a flash forward. Now we know.
Hmm.
I think that was a flash forward from the beginning.
They just have that the head just sitting there.
Well, it's on his shirt, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he going to wear it at some point? He needs to wear it.
He has to. Yeah, if they don't, like, I've been watching nothing. Also, I like how, like, this is supposed to be a shop, like a sporting goods shop.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the fucking shelves, dude. Just, like, does this look like a fucking store?
No. Like, it looks like some guy's garage.
Yeah, they have fucking guitars and a stuffed teddy bear and a kayak and a TV. Like, what is this even supposed to be? Is this, like, supposed to be a pawn shop, maybe?
It could be a pawn shop.
Like, how do you contextualize this? How do you ground this?
Doesn't need to be grounded.
I hate those goddamn clinics. I should just blow them up. So now we have the abortion joke. AIDS and abortions is
so
really
wait,
what this is all about.
Has time actually progressed?
Yeah. So I think they're at the 44-hour mark before firebombing.
Okay.
Which also, can we talk about how the news just has a countdown that says firebombing in 44 hours? Can we just, like, think about this? If this was put on CNN, it's like, firebombing! 44 hours, like...
It's all over at the end of this countdown.
Yeah. But, so I guess 24 hours have passed?
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say, like...
Or 28?
If it's been, like, a few days, his beard has not progressed very much.
Nah, it's been about a day. Oh, is that actually the fucking... Oh, my God.
We need to know. Oh. Wait. Okay, these are people. Okay. I was like, did the zombies make a motor gang? But no, these are dudes.
That's totally him.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How the mighty have fallen.
He needed the cash, man. Actually, he was probably like, this is how I get into the films. Been doing these Allstate commercials for years.
Also, fun fact, this was filmed in Vancouver, I believe.
Hmm.
These are the lamest looking thugs I've ever fucking seen in my life.
They have... Okay. They have interesting shoes.
That they probably stole... Oh, no!
You're leaking everywhere.
Why is he fucking wearing this coat? Like, dude!
He's gotta have his bling, man.
Also, can we discuss the fact that it's only been about 28 hours and we've already gone full Mad Max up in this bitch?
Isn't that great?
Are these
holy
just
shit.
These are just a bunch of Oregon hipsters.
It's Epic Mealtime Dude.
Is that him?
It's him. Dude, it is totally him.
Oh my God.
Oh my, holy shit, it's Harley. Yeah, like, he's got the beard, he's got the ponytail thing, like, that's him. If he eats something in this movie...
Just fucking grabs a zombie arm, eats it all badass-like, and then realizes what he's done.
Oh my God. The references are strong in this one.
This is... I just don't... How do you... Are these just a bunch of hipsters that wanted to be like in Mad Max?
Probably.
And have decided that now that's... Now's their time.
I mean, if you think about it, the first Dead Rising came out 10 years ago, so that's plenty of time for, like, people to have played it and been like, you know what, if they made a movie of this, I'd totally be in it. And I know for a fact Harley plays video games, so he's probably like, oh, Dead Rising? Sure, I'll be in that movie.
Okay, and another question. So, they're all using melee, right?
Yeah.
So, this is America. Guns are plentiful here. She has a gun. I just want to know, because the original Dead Rising took, like, it was a Japanese game. So, did it originally take place in, like, a nondescript city? And that's why melee was so prevalent, because the Japanese don't have as many guns. And then it's like, that's carrying over into here, like...
I think the idea was that the first game, since it took place in a mall, you were limited to what was in the mall. And I don't think there was a gun shop in the mall.
It took place in Colorado, so yeah, okay. All right. Now I just want, like, why are you fucking carrying swords? Like, just use guns.
Because swords are much cooler.
Clearly. But, like, as a looter, like, I would be more afraid of the cops or the armed forces than I would be actual zombies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I would not arm myself like this douchebag. With the fucking Mac Miller cut.
That guy's jacket looks like my jacket, but like a more extreme version of it.
Yeah, an incredible extreme.
Look at this guy with the goggles.
I've always been unsure about like having those kind of furry frills on jackets. Like, is that? It's one of those things where it seems unisex to me, like both sexes could wear them.
Yeah.
And I see plenty of Asian dudes who wear them. I can't recall a single white dude ever wearing something like that. Like,
it's tough to pull it off.
Well, it just seems like rather flamboyant, so like it's not commonly worn. It's kind of like, have you ever seen the advertisement for like those Assassin's Creed hoodies?
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, they look cool, and then you realize if you wore this in the real world, you'd look like such a tool.
Totally.
That's how I view these frilly things. Like, it just seems like, oh, yeah, it looks cool, but then you wear it in real life, and it's like, oh, no, that's stupid.
That's like, last year during Halloween, someone dressed up as Ezio, and actually somehow, like, they're on the Rose campus, he got on top of the buildings. I don't know how he did it, but he was running from building to building on campus.
Oh, no.
I don't know if he got in trouble, but I was watching him, like, do these, like, jumps and shit.
So he could actually do legit parkour?
Yeah, and actually, now that I mention it, I think I... Based on that, I might know who it was, because I know a guy that does parkour, like, legitimately. This music.
This riff.
Yeah.
And then that guy's just tweaking out. I think he's on drugs. That's why they gave him the quad. It's like, this way you won't tip over and die. Fucking druggy.
That's what you get.
To be complete, not a lot has transpired in these past few minutes. Like, I've been trying to keep an eye on dialogue.
She's
there
a
hasn't
goner.
Been that much of it. Also, she's dead. Yep.
Oh, they ripped her panties off.
No, pretty lady getting eaten.
The zombies know to cover her mouth. Okay.
And I've lost Peter. All right.
So mine buffered for a second, but whatever, we'll live with
mine. Mine also buffered for a second, so...
Perfect.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, we're fine.
I love this.
Yeah, shit just cut out there, but I'm going to edit that out.
This is cool. This is not going to be a very good commentary. Not a very, like, real world commentary track. As in, like, I don't know if it'll actually sync up with the movie at all at this point.
Well, I mean, we're... No, I think it'll sync up. I mean, you and I clearly have been following along.
Yeah.
So I just need to make sure that I have some idea as to where you're at. Yeah, for those of you who, like, the minute I started talking just there, me and Peter started talking, we start off at the 50-second mark. I'll figure something out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
50-minute mark.
I'll mark where we were at when we were at 10 seconds, and then I'll try to edit this so it'll sync up a little bit with this. You know, like, the thing about commentary is we're discussing the shit as it happens on screen, so there's always, like, that natural delay in what we're talking about, and then we just kind of ramble on. So, like, I don't know. You'll see it eventually. I think this will be fine. I fucking hate my internet, though.
Gotta fix that.
See, that's the problem, is there's no way to fix it. There's literally no way. I am wired up.
Yeah.
So it's just fucking shit just deciding to drop. I don't know. But for context, he just said, damn it. So if...
Just like in Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, if Chase Carter just said, damn it, then you know you're at the right spot. Money sign. He has an idea.
I think you're like 2 seconds ahead of me.
Am I?
Yeah, you said idea exactly the same time that he said idea. It's cool, though.
I mean, I'm also looking at... I may have inadvertently said it at the same time as him because I'm reading subtitles.
Oh, okay. That might be it.
That might be
I don't have them subtitles on.
Yeah, I do. Damn it.
God damn it. You also said damn at the same time she said damn it.
Excellent, because I said it at the same time on the video. I did that exactly to test that.
This is going so perfectly. I love this.
This is actually going okay. We're going to be all right, guys. Yeah, listen for damn it in the movie, and then line it up with what she said. Oh my God, he's got us all on a stick.
Yeah.
He's learning. He's learning how to improvise. Now he has no... What? Oh, that's a woman.
Oh, God.
I thought it was a dude. This is gross.
He's getting it all over himself.
So they were at a pawn shop. Lucky Lone Pawn Shop.
Okay, that makes sense.
I wonder if that's a reference to a real pawn shop somewhere.
Oh, man. This is straight, like, if you put this side by side with gameplay from Dead Rising 3, like, this looks like, because it's third person right now, like, this could be from the game right now.
This is in-game footage of Dead Rising 4.
Like, it really could be.
Coming exclusively to Xbox One.
Like, put some button prompts in there and you got the game.
Wait, do you typically have to rev up saws like that? I didn't realize that was a thing.
Not typically.
I mean, it's a gas-powered, so maybe, but I don't know. I don't know how saws work.
Oh, I thought you meant in the game.
Well, I mean, I don't know about the game, but in real life.
If it's gas-powered, then yeah, you have to do that. You have to.
I didn't realize there were gas-powered saws, though.
There's gas-powered chainsaws.
That wasn't a chainsaw, though. That was a circle saw.
Okay.
Circular saw.
Then, yeah, I don't know. I've never seen a gas-powered circular saw.
Unless he, like, somehow modified a chainsaw to use a circle saw.
There's a lot of modification going on in this.
So much modding. He became a mechanic at some point.
If that school bus was full of, like, little kids, like, little kid zombies.
Little baby zombies!
Also, that guy that he kicked earlier was wearing a jacket very similar to the jacket that the guy from Dead Rising 2 wears.
Hmm.
I wonder if that's a reference.
Probably.
I
want to
see all the references.
Yeah, like, it's going to be interesting. It's like when you play a game for the first time and you get collectibles, and you're like, man, I got a lot of collectibles, and you go back and look at your progress. It's like, oh, yeah, you only got 30% of them in that level. And it's like, oh, like, someone's going to have like a markup of all the references in this, and we're going to have missed so much.
Yeah, most definitely. This is a really impressive one take shot. Like, there has not
been a cut. This is a one take. Oh my God, you're right. But then again, where are they exactly going with this? He's like literally gone around the bus, inside the bus. He went outside of the bus. Now he's on top of the bus.
Yeah, it's
like if he had just walked in a straight line down the street, probably would have saved him a lot of time.
Now he's...
See, he could have, like, he's, like, 10 steps away from where he was. Oh, hey, now I know where we're at.
Hey, remember when we, oh.
Yep. Yep. So here we are. It's clown time.
I really hope they don't do this whole scene again.
We're about to find out. Nope. Yeah, they didn't show the cop at first, did they? No, wait, they did. Now, see, what I want to understand is all these other zombies are pretty mindless. When did this guy learn how to use a fucking axe?
Yeah. Maybe it's, like, clowns are sentient or something? I don't know.
Clowns are the masterminds. I think it might actually...
No, they're speeding it up. They're speeding it up.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, there we go, yeah. Well, at least they had that foresight.
Whoop, whoop, yep. I love that. I love that squeak.
Idiot.
Would a zombie stop when you have a gun pointed at them?
Yeah, that clown is not actually a zombie. He's just a dude trying to fit in.
He's just an asshole.
That oh, is gross as shit, though.
He's slime all over him.
What? What am I watching?
Oh, ew, God.
Gross.
This oh, my God.
Oh, that's sick.
Not rated.
I also love how it was just kind of like flesh. There was no like bone or organs. Oh, like it was just, oh, God.
Now they're going to have that clown head on their grill this
fucking
entire time.
Fucking Bonzo van with the clown head on front.
This movie has some good parts to it.
Yeah.
It's also got some shitty parts to it.
This is great.
If they just had, like, a YouTube video with all these segments together, that would be a million watched video, probably.
Probably.
It would go viral. Just a joke. I'm not serious. It's cool.
I wouldn't kill you if you were a zombie. Just kidding. I'd smash you with that television right over there. Yeah, someone needs to make, like, a fan edit where they just, like, string all those bits together. And then I can't wait to go online and everyone be like, those were the worst parts of the movie.
I've got your insurance statement here.
It says it doesn't cover zombie attacks. But don't worry, you're in good hands.
Oh, my God! He just said, don't worry.
What, is that a thing from Allstate?
I don't know. You said it.
Oh. That actually was a coincidence. I did not try to line that up intentionally. I wonder if that guy hates the fact that he did Allstate commercials. You know?
Why?
Like, I wonder if he just resents the fact that now that's all anyone will ever know him as.
Maybe. I don't know. I think that... I mean, there's one... A lot of people don't like to be known for a certain thing, but I would just be happy to be known for something.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at his Wikipedia page, and he's been in some things.
Yeah. No, because, like, I remember when those Spider-Man movies, the old Spider-Man movies were coming out, and Tobey Maguire was always like, "Oh, I hate being Spider-Man." I'm just like, dude, you're fucking Spider-Man. Like, how could you be complaining about this? Like, sure, people can be annoying about it, but you're one of the most iconic superheroes of all time. Like, there's nothing to complain about.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Tobey Maguire is he's always been, like, Spider-Man, honestly, is, like, one of his outlier roles.
Yeah.
You know, he's always been kind of in those more, like, slow-moving drama movies. And so I think it's one of those things where he was afraid he would get shoehorned, because, honestly, I think towards the end, it became really apparent that maybe he was not the best Spider-Man. I don't know. Like, I don't want to dog his performance, but...
He's just not a very good... At least I don't find him to be a super great actor. But mm-hmm. that kind of worked for Spider-Man because Peter Parker's supposed to be kind of awkward.
Yeah, I just think that if he was in any other... Yeah, if he was in any other action role, he would not have been... It would not have been good.
No.
And I don't know, maybe after Spider-Man, he was getting approached for a lot of other nonsense. And it's like, this is not actually my forte, nor is it my interest.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the biggest issue you run into when you, like, do stuff like that, is you get kind of shoehorned into roles. For instance, Allstate guy, I'm looking at his filmography. He's been in a lot of films. They've all been B films. Like, he's, well, not B, but, like, you know, he was in Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh, God.
But not
okay.
in Kung Fu Panda 1, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that kind of thing where it's not quite... They're not bad movies, but they're not, like, the box office busters, you know?
No. Yeah.
And I think that's the result of him being on a commercial, is like, well, you're not technically on TV, you're in a commercial on TV, you know?
You're basically a salesman.
Kinda, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, people who, like, do commercials seldom ever leave commercials. Like, there was this one girl who was on, like, a Verizon commercial where people are like, yeah, she was actually on all these other commercials for all these, like, chain restaurants like Applebee's. And it's like, oh, oh, like, she's never going to get out of that now. No one is ever going to be like, hey, let's hire the Applebee's girl for our TV show, you know?
Yeah.
So,
this just turns into... Indiana Jones with the the giant storehouse of things.
Hey guys, I found it. I found the Ark. We're not looking for the Ark, but I found it. It's right here. Yeah, okay. I'm shitty. I don't know why we're here. They got in Bonzo and then they took off and now they're at the shipyard or warehouse.
I don't know why we're here either.
Yeah, are they looking for someone? I think they're looking for someone. Is that teddy bear supposed to be like, oh, this is my daughter's?
Teddy bear, like, it's cool. Nothing bad could come from this.
Let's play a game. That sounds shitty. Who wants to play a game?
There's going to be, like, some, like, baby that's looking for their bear. It's going to, like, attack them.
It's going to be, like, from Walking Dead.
Yeah. Ugh. Where'd she go? She was distracted by the kids' toys.
It reminded her of her daughter, and now she's going to go crazy.
There's a Pepsi logo.
Product placement.
Look at these Sony Vo TVs. Or Vizio. God damn it. Is it Vizio?
Welp, you fucked up. Oh, Vizio is...
Vo is not a thing anymore. Okay, this guy...
What is Sony's laptop line? Isn't that...
They don't make laptops anymore.
But when they did...
Vo.
Vo? That was Vo? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Vizio belongs to. I'm just fucking freaking out!
Oh,
I'm tweaked out of my mind!
Oh, he's strapped down, okay.
Chained up. Someone knew. Did he chain himself up because he knew?
Maybe. That would be some good foresight on this guy's part.
I mean, if he had better foresight, he would have killed himself.
Maybe he didn't have the guts.
Well, now he certainly doesn't have the guts. He's a zombie.
Either that or he's full of guts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that's how this goes.
Hmm.
So wait. They got into the van, but there's no way for them to leave the town?
I guess.
Could you not, like, just hunker down onto the side of the wall? Like, so let's just assume that they've quarantined the town.
Yeah, they have.
So let's just say that there's a bunch of walls around it. They're going to firebomb it, but are they going to firebomb right on top of the walls?
That's the thing.
Like, the area of effect, like, there'd be a safe zone right along the wall, basically.
She just keeps beating the shit out of this guy. Was that a person that's of importance, or did she just go, like, crazy on this one zombie?
She's just pissed off. Get your camera, so does she have stories to tell? She's like, okay, you've been dogging me this whole time to, like, record my story, and now I'm emotionally distressed enough to do it. So she's hearing a recording. Freddy.
Oh.
Oh, god damn. It is like from Walking Dead.
Oh, my god.
Wait, what? This is
she's
not
got the bottom part of the teddy.
Just smack that zombie like, fuck you, zombie.
Don't get in the way of my love.
Frank West explicitly stated not to do that, that you would want to kill them with an object. What is this fucking... This creepy as shit.
Yeah, this is
actually legitimately frightening.
She's so happy, though.
Why is there this child here? I guess people ran and hid and zombie got them? Wait, is that her daughter?
I think it's her daughter.
Oh, god damn it.
Don't do this! Don't do this, lady!
You stupid bitch!
It's... Oh, my god.
I can't do this.
They're love bites.
I can't do this.
I'm out!
No, Joe, don't leave me here.
Oh, fuck this shit. It's weird.
No. She's let them out. God damn it. Okay, cell
phone
He's video.
He's fucking recording it in portrait mode. Stop that. What aspect ratio is this?
I don't... Like,
what is...
Windows phone bullshit aspect ratio?
It's like, yeah, we actually recorded a legitimate phone video, but we couldn't figure out how to blow it up in Sony Vegas, so we're just going to have these black borders around it.
I like the idea that just because this was made by Sony company that they actually use Sony Vegas.
That would be great. It's like, yeah, we have all these professional $1,000 editing equipment. They're like, no, use Sony Vegas.
Yeah, use this consumer product that we sell for like $100.
It's expensive, so you know it's quality.
Oh, God.
Couldn't even get the needle in her. You know, if I was Chase, I would probably start having thoughts now of maybe I should just leave her.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't necessarily say I'd have the balls to, but I would start, like, thinking, like, this is going to be burdensome down the line, isn't it? It's like a red flag for a relationship.
Totally.
I mean, you're a zombie, I'm a human.
She can't even get her makeup on. It's all over her face.
Yeah. Fucking. Oh, now the zombies are just marching. Zombie marching one by one for rah.
It's because that crazy lady let them all out.
Yeah, fucking idiot. Oh, there she is, leading the charge. It's like, guys, take me with you. I have the key to the car. Oh, really?
Oh, God. Okay.
Well.
She got bit on the hand
did
again.
Did she? Yeah. She was already a zombie. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yep. Improvise. And then, like, that biker gang comes in with, like, a fucking motorcycle with like blades on the fucking
plows them all down. Oh, cliffhanger.
Just looking at the camera. So good. I'm so happy.
I'm glad we have Frank here to lighten the situation.
I love this. That's good. This part is just bringing me down. I want to go back to Frank West.
Yeah.
So, like, were they just not able to pay that dude enough to just be like, can you just be Frank West for a movie? Like, can
probably.
You just, like, can you
I
just...
I bet he was one of the top billed dudes, because I actually, like, recognize him.
Yeah. Like, it's just if they had, though, like, just... Make it a stupid, like, yeah, there's another zombie infection and Frank West is a part of it, and it's not Dead Rising 1 or 2. Like, if they could have just done that.
I can't believe they're using a Windows phone in this movie.
Are you really that surprised, though? Like, come on. Remember in Amazing Spider-Man?
Oh,
when
God,
he used
yeah.
Bing? Yeah.
Fucking Bing.
I mean, it's great for porn, but not
so
much
Sony
else.
And Microsoft... A lot of cross-promotion going on with those two.
I mean, yeah. The future, the next console, we would like to announce the Xbox 5. It's a collaborative effort between Microsoft and Sony.
So, Joe, do you think the zombie hands and face in the background are real, or if that's CG'd in?
I feel like it might be real. But I don't think they're in makeup or they're like, they were like, hey, who's like, they got the fucking interns to just hang out and just do that. Yeah, look like how like chill they are. They're not violent or anything. If you're going to CG that shit, you'd make it violent. You know, it wouldn't be difficult, so. And there's one zombie head. So they have her one zombie head and they have a bunch of hands just... Okay, I can't stop watching these hands. They're so fucking, like, mellow.
They are pretty mellow.
It's like the zombies aren't even trying to get them. You'd think the zombies would lose interest after a while.
Yeah, they're like a fish, like a goldfish. They, like, forget after 10 seconds and have to do something else.
You know what? This movie is the worst thing ever. I can't stop watching those hands. Like, these they're
just because I mentioned it?
Yeah, like, because they're just so fucking, like, not animated at all. Like, it's not like they're not even trying. It's like they just got the most lackluster group. This is probably, like, take 50 for them. And they're just like, ah, shit, we have to do this again.
View count? Look at that view count go up. It's going viral.
I mean, to be fair, there's probably not a lot of video coming out of this zombie apocalypse. I'm sure if you had one news station was like, yeah, we have this one video that is coming out of the quarantine, I bet you a lot of people would probably be watching it. It'd be like if... I mean, maybe this isn't in good taste, but if when 9/11 was happening, if there was only one video camera going on, like, everyone would be watching that shit. So that's basically this.
I like how these two are about to die, and this lady's like, you got 3 million views. It's like, we don't fucking care. We're about to die.
They're going to firebomb us. That's, like, worse than a regular bomb. It's made of fire. Yep. Her eyes are so wide. She's not blinking.
Oh my God.
She's not blinking. She literally did not blink.
This is her greatest role. She's like, no. I can't call you back.
She's like, this is it. Drama. I got nothing to live for. Fucking angsty shit. Oh my god. Motorcycle.
Yeah.
They're gonna come in on like the fucking steamroller with spikes on it. Oh man. I got my hopes up for nothing. I was ready. Yeah, there's been no vehicular modification yet. I'm very disappointed. Other than putting the clown head on the
Yeah. Oh no.
Oh, wait. Oh no, it's the ATV. It's tweaked
fucking
out ATV guy.
A stealth zombie came out of nowhere.
And they're like, huh, we should all just come in here now because there aren't any other zombies hanging around.
I don't think these guys give a fuck about the zombies.
I mean,
yeah, that guy's
clearly
just like, I stomp on him.
Yeah, I'm a badass. You guys see how badass that was? Now I'm going to shoot this fucker because I'm just that badass.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Oh, chain you up there with Larry. He was the one who chained up that dude. He one-handed it, too. What a badass.
Get the fuck out of here. Coming for you, brother. Military.
Military
business.
Computers.
Wait, are they all usually Macs? Okay.
No. Okay. Don't worry, I'm press. What? Wait, that's not how security works.
It's cool, I've got a thing. I like the idea that, like, some military officer was brought into a room just to watch a cell phone video.
Yeah, it's just,
it's like, we couldn't put this up, like, on a big screen. Just, here's my cell phone.
The fact that she even got in here without getting shot is amazing.
Yeah.
Justin, we kill them. There are, like, thousands of zombies, woman. And that is why you're not in charge, dude. Have you seen the amount of zombies?
But a combat team of highly trained professionals.
So what happens when they turn into zombies? You now have a professional combat trained zombie horde in town. Like, that's like 50 zombies. It's worth 50 zombies.
I've always thought, like, in these zombies movies, they always have like regular clothes on. Like, what if you just put on like armor? Like, they couldn't bite through the armor, right?
Yeah, it's true. Of course, they'd make the argument of, oh, but I can't run as fast. But it's like, let's be honest here. You're American. You're not running anywhere, you fat ass. Of course, this was filmed in Canada, but it's taking place in America. So I'm just going to call them Americans.
This guy. He spittled a little bit. We came in here to save you, but now we're going to kill you.
Did they even come in here to kill them or save them? Like,
I don't know.
Well, they chained up one dude, so is this like where their hideout is? Is this kind of like...
It could be.
I don't know how this works. Or were they hoping to find an antidote to the drug here? Like, or find the Zombrex that worked? Fucking nerd.
He's got that head to him.
God, we still have 30 minutes of this.
Oh, wait, really? Shit, I thought it was almost over.
Fuck
okay.
No.
Okay.
We still got like 3 more action sequences. So much melodrama. I want more action sequences. Yeah.
Okay, someone needs to take that audio clip and put it over an Allstate ad.
Yes. Oh, God. Somebody. That's great. The death of a great American city. Yeah, like, okay, so this film's biggest problem right now is what they front-loaded it with that made it good has, yeah, like, subsided so much.
It really has.
And now it's just become melodrama. It's become too self-serious. So, like, this is just... it's a series of scenes. Also, just all the melodrama bullshit, like... with the military, honestly, I think if they would just eliminate the military plot point and just have them escaping,
yeah,
that would be a superior plot to, hey, we have this one group of people. Yep, epic mealtime, man.
It's Harley. I was hoping he would actually have, like, a role, but it seems like he's just there to laugh.
He's listed, like, on the credit, like, I'm on the wiki page, and the wiki page only lists, like, 8 or 10 people.
Yeah.
And he's like person number 6 or 7.
He is a notable person. Like, say what you will about Epic Mealtime, like, he's super well known now.
Wait a minute. Why is Bonzo listed?
Wait, what? Is that a real thing?
C. Ernest Harth. Do you know who that is?
No. Harley's... okay, he was roasting freaking chicken on a... if he eats that chicken... yeah!
God
okay,
damn it.
Okay, I like this scene.
Yeah, this... so one common theme is a lot of these guys are Canadian actors, which makes sense because it's shot in Vancouver.
Hmm.
It also makes sense because Vancouver is like B Hollywood.
Yeah.
As in not good.
Oh, of course, he's on fire. Uh-oh. This music goes very well with this scene.
Yeah, I can dig this. This is all right. I'm just trying to look more into these actors right now.
Have they done other notable things?
No. They've been in, like, notable series, but they've never played anyone substantial in any of them. It's like a bunch of, like, attendant number one, attendant number two, and shit like that. And now...
what?
Now Harley's dead. So,
what? Wait, no, he's alive.
Well, he's dead.
Okay, he's dead.
You know, that knife was enough. The knife did him in.
I wanted him to eat the chicken. That's all I wanted.
We all wanted him to eat the chicken. Firebomb countdown! Oh, wait, it's still got 13 hours. Mm-hmm. This is just another, this is just a satire on Katrina.
But at the beginning they said this is the worst thing since Katrina.
Yep. Which makes me wonder why they would even call it FISA at this point. it's like you're trying to parody it, but at the same time, you've directly referenced it. So, like, can you call it FISA anymore if you're referencing it? Does that become too on the nose?
I don't think there's anything too on the nose for this film. I'm awake.
Jesus Christ. Allstate dude is 60 years old.
Wow. I did not expect
just
that.
Just doesn't age.
I thought he was like 40. Actually, I found that to be pretty true of black guys. Like, I feel like they don't noticeably age, you know?
Mm-hmm. Really, it's not a lot of the ones in film.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was another example of that I remember. I'm trying to remember which actor it was.
Like, Eddie Murphy. Like, he still looks like he's 30.
And now we're all looking at pictures of Eddie Murphy.
I mean, he does.
He looks totally young.
He's 54, and he still looks
young. He has craters in his face, so his age is showing. But yeah, he doesn't have, like, gray hair.
No.
No real visible wrinkles. Bill Cosby, on the other hand.
Oh, he's not looking too good.
I counted the keystrokes. I know what you're searching.
This is why I need my silent keyboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Being all tippy-tappy. Save yourself, written on the porta potty.
But I gotta take a shit.
I gotta go, though.
I don't got time for these words.
Just hiding the porta potty during the firebombing, and it's somehow, like, lined with lead.
Oh, God.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that... Wait, you've seen that movie, right? The fourth one?
Oh, fuck yeah, yes, I have.
It's so bad.
I know. Even when I watched it, like, I was like, this is not good.
Yeah.
The whole alien part.
The scene where he's, like, swinging in the trees with the monkeys.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad parts. I think it just fell apart towards the end. Like, yeah, it got progressively worse.
Totally.
Oh, God damn it.
Is this a seduction scene?
Yeah, he's drinking, and she's all like, oh, I want you. Guess what? I'm all of a sudden into you, even though you've tried to kill me.
I've got a dog.
I was about to say... I'm actually kind of glad this is going the way it
is.
Yeah,
totally.
I'm so sick of that bullshit.
I got this little box. Oh, it's a bomb. Okay.
They're not going to firebomb us because I'm going to blow us up first. Fucking genius. Wait, what? It's like Escape from New York.
He's the Rat King. Is this guy like a wrestler? Like he's got the mic stuff down.
Yeah, like, he's clearly very good at exhibitioning.
Yeah.
And he has the hair and the get-up for it. What is this dude's name? Like, in the movie. In the movie. Do you know?
I have no idea. He's crazy tomahawk guy. Like, I don't know. This guy is fucking insane.
This guy's all right. Okay. We found our breakout star. Oh, God.
Oh, she's going to cut his dick off.
Through the one. Oh, God. Are you fucking me?
I got this Xbox One, Microsoft.
How do you even... How do they even...
They're playing Dead Rising 3 on Xbox.
So here's another question. Why did they not cut power to the entire city?
I don't...
Ew.
Oh, Jesus.
She's a zombie. She's a zombie.
He's like, what? He's got...
Also, that guy actually looked like he was kind of playing a video game.
He is playing... He was playing
well,
a video game.
Well, I mean, like, not badly.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know how they, like,
yeah,
oh, I'm just
yeah,
going to jump all the sticks.
Yeah, he was just tapping the buttons like
yeah.
a regular person.
The dude stopped moving on the screen when he, like, rolled away from it. I was looking at it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
I think
know.
Probably this guy probably plays games. I mean, he seems like of an age that could be a gamer.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just always one of those tropes that have bothered me. How, like, it's like, seriously, like, you'll go to fucking Tibet to study a role, but...
Yeah, but you won't learn how to play a video game.
Yeah, it's like, it's not even difficult. You don't even actually have to act like you're playing a video game. You can just hold the controller.
And every once in a while, press a button.
Yeah, like, you're in a cutscene.
But everyone thinks that video games are so, like, active that you have to be pressing every button, like, constantly, like...
Trying to figure out what's going on the screen. I'm more invested in this now. I want to believe.
They're fighting. She bit his cheek off.
No, I mean the screen in the movie.
Oh, in the game?
Because it looked like zombies were attacking him and he was going into like some like pre-canned fight them off animation, but because he's not at the controller, it might just like not be like... He might not be winning. I don't know.
He's...
Nothing like a
his
polished bike with all that blood and shit that gets on it.
Is he straight up wearing football pads?
I guess, yeah. Oh no, it's a horde of zombies. I've never seen one of these before.
Yeah, he's got some shoulder pads on. That's great.
I just want flames to come out of the fucking motorcycles. Is that too difficult to ask? Also, this guy's inability to, like, overpower this woman. Oh, yes!
Oh.
What did he do? Wait, what was
it's,
that?
It's like an electric sword.
I was about to... Oh, he electrocuted him. I thought he, like, lit, like, a gas vent. Like, he's like, oh, this is gonna go up in flames, yes. Stupid idiot. Yeah! Oh, my God! It works! He was totally getting attacked! It works!
Wow.
The continuity is great. All right, I approve. This movie's the best thing ever. Come with me if you want to leave.
What if there's a chopper?
There's always a fucking chopper. Like, how do you get out of the quarantine zone. Like, let's be real. Also, do we know this girl? Is that the daughter? No. Oh, yep.
It's her.
Yep.
She's hungry.
Krabowski.
Burn rubber.
I can't wait to like go back to this and like hopefully it exists in 20 years. It'll be like the 80s movie.
They're going to destroy every copy of this movie. It'll be gone.
What is... No, the internet never forgets. Well, what is 80s action movies to us? This will be that in like 20 years.
Totally. I love 80s action movies, though. They're so dumb.
It's tough. Like, I don't know. I'm not a huge, like, dumb cinema sort of dude, because I just get bored.
My last break, I watched, like, a lot of really stupid Sylvester Stallone movies. It was awesome. Like, it was awesome. And not the good ones, like, the dumb ones. Like, Demolition Man and the other one.
Rambo other one. 2.
None of the Rambos or the Rockies. Like, the ones that are, like... not even like acclaimed, like you know, Over the Top, the arm wrestling movie. It's basically they got Stallone to be in a movie that was basically Rocky but for arm wrestling.
So stupid.
It was really dumb, but like I loved every minute of it.
I don't know, I've just never had an affinity for that kind of stuff. Like I remember when we were like gonna watch Troll 2. And yeah. It's like, yeah, this is dumb, but you know what? I'd rather watch, like, the highlight reel of it. I don't want to watch the entire thing. I just get bored, like, no matter how stupid it is.
Yeah.
Unless it just continues to be balls-to-the-wall stupid, but, like, most bad movies have some downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even this...
I would say Over the Top had very little downtime. I'd say Troll 2 has a lot of downtime. More downtime than Over the Top did. Let me pitch to Zoom.
Fragile. So the army is withholding the legitimate vaccine. Allstate guy is not in good hands.
Do military guys always wear camo? Like, even when they're not in, like, a camo situation?
Yes.
That seems weird to me.
Do they not have ROTC at a...
Yes.
Rose?
They have ROTC, but, like, they don't wear the camo every day. Like,
I mean...
There's, like, one day a month that they, like, okay, we have our camo on.
Well, and, yeah, that's, again, because you're in a college environment. But, yeah, when they're on duty, they're always wearing... camo. Like just
in case.
That's just part of their uniform, you know. It's,
okay.
Yeah, no, it's not like practical camo, you know, because like for instance, you know, he's wearing the hat, you know, the build hat, but you know, he's not going to wear that in a combat situation. You know, he's going to be wearing a helmet. But yeah, their fatigues are always that. They're always wearing camo. At least as I understand it. Because, yeah, even when you're on base, you know, you're on duty at the time, they are always wearing it. Commercial. Oh, yes.
Oh, he's got the sunglasses.
Well, on that side of the first outbreak.
Oh, boy. They've got their cannon down.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
I never know what's going on.
I don't even give a shit. So apparently there's a thing that they need that the military had before they thought they needed them. So someone is, like, doing some shady business. And they're looking up this drug on their Viper computer. So they got a shipment of this thing before the outbreak even started.
Huh. They knew.
Yeah, they knew that the outbreak was going to... And then he just got clocked. And now he's about to get shot. Or not.
I'm just going to leave this guy to die. She's always bug-eyed.
Oh, they found Bonzo's car.
Poor Bonzo. He just wanted to make a living being a clown.
Didn't want to get caught up in all this zombie bullshit. And then this turns into Cloverfield, where her feet is going to cut to black and then the movie's just going to end. You know what? Fuck Cloverfield. Did you ever see Cloverfield?
I've never seen it.
It's not.
Everyone obsesses over it.
Because people have nothing better to do with their lives. It's like... It's one of those movies where it obscures so much shit that people are like, there has to be something here. Oh my god, there's this like little thing at this one scene that if you didn't pick up on it, it's like it foreshadows, man. But like, even with that, it doesn't like reveal any new information. And it just like, it's immensely unsatisfying. Like the whole movie. Like, you're just following these guys around New York. They die one by one. And then at the end, both of the protagonists presumably die. And then it's just, like, over. And it's like, why did I even watch this? The monster is still at large.
Yeah.
It was, like, one of those movies that would do better if it had a sequel, but I don't think it's going to get one.
No, I don't think so either.
Bonzo.
I like how no one's bothered to take the face off of there.
So wait, who's in there?
I don't know.
Oh, this it's guy. Oh, he has a bomb. He's gonna blow up the wall. I have a hand fetish. And you know when you're craving hands.
Well.
Oh, smoke canisters. I thought I was actually launching grenades. Huh.
That's a lot of shooting for, like, one dude.
I was about to say, why are they blind firing?
Yeah.
The conservative.
Like, we don't know where he is.
This is the real world. There's not that much ammo everywhere. So is he... What is he doing?
He's created a zombie army.
Has he embraced his inner zombie?
I think so.
He's like, my people need me. I must lead them.
I am zombie Jesus.
I mean, it's better than the 9-to-5 he was working.
That shield.
It's a cool shield. Jesus Christ.
How is this going to end?
I don't know. How can you resolve this?
I don't know. I feel like they all have to die.
They're going to take cover in that truck, and then the firebombing is going to happen, and then they're going to be okay. I was about to say, don't tell me in that entire city space there isn't, like, an underground area that would potentially serve as a bunker.
Yeah, there must
Maybe.
Be something.
I mean, then again, it's Oregon. I'm
Chainsaw
not,
time!
This is great. All right. This is great. And he's going to come out with a weed whacker. Why are you doing this, woman? You could have just stayed in there and avoided him, but now you're here.
Wow, that was really anticlimactic.
Yeah, like, let's think about this for a minute. They didn't have to get out of the fucking thing.
Hedge trimmers.
Hedge trimmers, yes.
Oh, and a weed whacker. It's like the Darth Maul of, you know, garden supplies.
Well, really? You just didn't, like, you didn't put your whole weight into it? Just fucking go. How is he still alive? Oh, because he's zombied. Kind
he's
of.
He's a zombie.
I was about to say, it's like, how is he not, like, fucking reeling in pain right now? And then I'm like, oh.
Munching for the very first time. He's a zombie. They really liked strapping GoPros onto things for this movie.
I just realized that they've abandoned the slow-mo that they were doing earlier on.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointing. And just as I say that, they're probably going to do it in, like, the next few seconds.
Yeah, smack him.
Ow. Again, they could have just stayed in the garden supplies, let him walk down the street, and then, like, yeah, attacked him from behind. And the army is all like, what just happened behind that van? What are you doing?
So I have no concept of, like, how big a bomb has to be to actually make a dent in something. Like, is that going to blow shit up, or is that just going to be, like, a small explosion that basically does nothing?
I don't even... It depends what the bomb is made of, honestly. Hmm. Like, most bombs that you use against humans rely on shrapnel, but yeah, because they're trying to demolition, like, that would have to be, like, all C4.
Hmm.
But... yeah, I mean, I think that could be enough to at least, like, blow a sizable chunk into it.
Now he's a zombie.
That's just...
that guy's working his mouth. Just pull the wires out!
Why don't pull the wires out? Or
we saw
you,
this earlier.
What are you doing?
Oh, he's gonna chuck it?
And
he's gonna chuck it into him.
Why would you do that? You could have hit her. Like, seriously. Like, how irresponsible can you be?
Okay, so that would have done nothing. That bomb literally would have done nothing to
that
wall.
That was a shitty bomb. Oh, and they just let them in? No.
Now we'll let you guys out.
Yeah,
you guys
are okay. The Asian family, though, no, not them. Also, we've all seen the viral video. She's, like, part zombie.
No, that's cool.
No, it's all right, yeah. The military's okay with her
now.
Slowly
close these doors.
Oh, thank God.
It's still happening.
Would you like to change into some clothes that aren't blood soaked? No, I'm good. I like this shirt. Yeah, can we address the elephant in the room here? His battery lasted 48 hours.
Because Joe, it's a Windows phone.
Yeah, he doesn't use it for anything.
No, well, also just Windows phones have really ridiculous battery life. For several reasons. Well, this goes back to like when I had a Windows phone. I would get several days out of it. Because you can't run anything in the background. And like everything, it's there's so many limitations to the platform that make it have ridiculously good battery life, but it sucks.
Yeah, it comes at a cost.
Yeah. We've implanted a chip into you.
So we can track your every move. Frank West was right.
Google Maps of the future.
So they're not firebombing?
No, 15 minutes. Wait, what? 15 minutes? They said 5 minutes.
I think that was until they activated the watchtower.
He needs to put those sunglasses on.
Oh, he will. God damn it.
So, they got out, but he's still wearing the same blood-soaked t-shirt.
Exactly. That's my problem.
Got this coin. What?
The woman left that in the newspaper thingy.
Okay.
But now I want to know what he's supposed to get out of this. How are they going to resolve this major plot point in the next 4 minutes?
Sequel?
God damn it.
It's a phone. They've been around for a few years.
Well, that is unfortunate for that man.
What?
Oh, okay, let's at least watch the bombs.
Yay, CG.
Oh, look, they're hand in hand and shit. just what?
What? That's the end. Holy shit.
All right. We have a podcast to record.
Holy shit.
In which we talk about what the fuck we've just watched.
That was the... Jesus. Okay.
All right. You've been listening to a comedy track by me and Peter Samin of ZucchiniThumbs.com. You can listen to our next podcast, episode 30. I'm going to call it episode 34, and I'm going to call this commentary track 33.
Okay.
So listen to episode 34 to hear our thoughts on this nonsense.
Okay.
God damn it. Have a good one. Oh, podcast The Censored Gamers Say, episode 34. Find us on iTunes. Should have said that first.
Shit.